When I was a child, in elementary school I had very good teachers of spelling and grammar, but not mathematics. In middle school, the math teacher had a complicated pregnancy and because of that was often missing, and so many of the class hours were spent playing basketball. I did not feel competent in math and thought that I would never find a career. I was fortunate to find a teacher of Spanish origin, the engineer Rameo, who believed in me and told me something no one had ever told me, that I was very competent in mathematics and could achieve what I aimed for in life. Thanks to his motivation, I studied engineering and excelled in my studies, completed 2 master's degrees, directed research groups in the oil industry and have run my own companies. I have generated several patents in the energy sector. I have been a university professor for more than 20 years, and now I have been a teacher in middle school for 13 years. In my teaching experience, I have realized the importance of believing in students, and the relevance of making them see that they can achieve everything they set out to do. In psychology, this phenomenon has been studied. The experiment of Rosenthal and Jacobson in 1966 is well known, and is known as the Pygmalion effect, or of self-fulfilling prophecy. If parents and teachers have confidence in the child and they convince him that he can succeed in life and emphasize what he can achieve, the child will excel and succeed. But if on the contrary, they only emphasize their shortcomings and defects, by word or deed, they make them feel that they will fail, the child will not work, he will not be careful, and his school performance will be mediocre or badly plain. There is a Henry Ford thought that sums up this, so whether you believe you can or if you think you cannot, in both cases you are right.